The Department of Community Safety, DOCS, has concluded the census project, monitoring the level of compliance of 150 police stations in the province with the Domestic Violence Act, or DVA, and the SAPS National Instruction 7 of 1999. The census was monitored over a six-month period between July and December 2017, revealing that the Western Cape SAPS remains non-compliant with the DVA and that more volunteers are required for victim support rooms. The most reported forms of domestic violence over the six-month period included physical abuse at 46% and emotional, verbal and psychological abuse at 29%. Of the total 34,209 incidents reported between 2018-19 financial year, the majority were reported in Mitchells Plain, 3,155 cases, Delft, 2,071 cases, Harare, 1,716 cases, and Knysna, 1,620 cases. Minister Fritz said, "The DVA places several obligations on SAPS and other state departments regarding its implementation. DOCS is mandated to monitor and evaluate SAPS compliance with the DVA and make recommendations to SAPS with regards to non-compliance with the DVA. I will work closely with the newly appointed Provincial Commissioner, Yolisa Matakata, to address the findings of the census project." Minister Fritz added, "An important component in addressing GBV are victim support rooms. These rooms provide victims with much-needed psychosocial support during periods of trauma. The results of the census project show that victim support rooms are undermined by a lack of volunteers. I therefore call on all station commanders to work more closely with their local community policing forums, victim support rooms, and neighborhood watch structures to increase the number of volunteers at their stations. Additionally, I call on members of the community to assist their local victim support rooms by volunteering." Further findings from the census project revealed that 67% of VISPL and 74% of detectives at the top 20 stations have not undergone the 5-day DVA training course. In 2018-19, only 12 DVA courses were provided for the station-level personnel of the Western Cape by the Office of the Provincial Commissioner. Furthermore, there is a lack of trained volunteers in victim-friendly rooms at some stations and a lack of safe house facilities within the precincts of many stations, including Khayelitsha and Mfuleni.